Hi, it's Mac, it's McCogan here, once again on the 6th of January 2015, heading back home from Stirling in glorious weather. Oh, so beautiful in the car, but I did spend a couple of hours in and out of a waiting room. Oh, I'm glad I brought my iPad and my audio boot friends with it. Yeah, you know, it's one great thing. Just one of the great things about modern technology is that you can have music or people's voices or YouTube videos or anything you want, virtually anything you want, to hand if you've got a mobile device or two. I brought my iPad just so I can do some things on the screen. Anyhow, but it is heading home now, back to hometown Bathgate. Business is done, but I have to come back down. I'm not quite sure when. Oh, another beautiful big hawk sitting on the top of the lamppost at the side of the road. So many of those hawks nowadays, it's wonderful to see them. Remember when it was rare to see one, and now they're virtually, just sit there and look at you going past. So many of them, it's brilliant. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about, a couple of subjects, just one is charities. There was a lot of talk before Christmas about charities. A lot of people saying various things about them. And I've noticed that, along with others, the massive increase in charities, charity appeals on the television before Christmas. And I've noticed in particular recently the increase of charities themselves. In other words, new charities, and virtually every ad break on the television, and the new ones springing up all over the place. Now, don't get me wrong, charities are charities, but I have my own opinion on a lot of those, and let's just say I believe that it should be funded by the government, thereby the taxpayer. We shouldn't need to depend on people in charities. Unfortunately, we have to, because governments over the years have allowed the citizens of the UK to enjoy doing everything for charity and raising great funds for charity and applauding them and praising those people, while the government wastes money on other things. That's my opinion, and I ain't going to say any more about it. But what I've noticed about all these ads, advertisements, is all you can say they are appeals, advertisement appeals. Anyway, at least on the television that we get here in Scotland, there are hundreds of them in your face, and yet I haven't seen one in the past months. In fact, I can't remember the last time I saw one appeal for mental health issues. Not one. We have chronic children's illnesses, of course, all the various cancers, but why is there no appeals for mental health? There must be at least a hundred variations on mental health issues, you know. And when I say mental health, I'm talking about that you could have depression, clinical depression. There's you know, I don't know if anxiety is classed with depression, or is that, I guess it could be a different category altogether. You have Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, so many more that I don't know about, and yet I haven't seen one. So not only are we being flooded with advert appeals for charities, but they're all physical charities. Not one appeal for any of the mental health issues, or let's just say illnesses of the mind, or, you know, or the brain, whatever you want to call it. So why is that then? You know, and that's, to me, is even more sickening, because there are so many people out there suffering. I mean, I know several people who are in the early stages of Parkinson's, I know one person who has Alzheimer's. No, did I lie? I know two people personally that has Alzheimer's, and I know several people who do suffer from depression, and some of them pretty bad. And that's just within my own town, with my own, well, not necessarily town, but with own friends and family. And yet not one appeal for mental health issues. I think it's shocking. Well, why are they not appealing? Why aren't they appealing? If everyone else is appealing, why aren't they? Don't they have the funds to pay the television companies to put up an ad for them? Or what? I don't know. I don't even know how much it costs to put up an advert for a charity if they get assistance, help, subsidies from the government because it's a charitable ad. I don't know. I suspect they don't. But why is it there is no mental health appeals on the television? I haven't seen one of mine. Maybe you have. Maybe you get them in your country, wherever you live. But in ours, because I spoke to this about my wife the other day there, when another new one came on. And she agreed with me. She had noticed that herself. So there you go. Why not? Why not? Why not? Okay, so I'll leave that one to the side just now. And I'll just do a running boost since I'm driving. The other thing I wanted to talk about was my audio booze, my library of audio booze. Now, obviously, I have the volatile library that sits within audio boo. It's up there, and so long as nothing goes wrong up there, it's still there. But because I record on my Zoom H2M, mostly on that, then I used to store all these. It's on SD card. But then I always transfer, not using the SD card, I do the USB transfer into my iMac or maybe my iPad Air or something. But I used to save the SD cards, but it became very expensive to keep buying SD cards. So I stopped doing that. And I think the only ones that's still on SD cards are my earlier stuff. And that is, when I say earlier, that is the audio I recorded when I, for the first few weeks or couple of two or three months off audio when I got my Zoom H2M. But as I said, it would just become far too expensive to continually buy SD cards. And yes, I could have bought an external drive, but there's so many things I could have bought, but I need money for other things. I just could, you know, as I said, I had a fantastic wish list before Christmas and it's still there. In fact, it's grown. So what I do is I transfer them into my Mac, normal, this is a normal procedure that is. From there they go into Audacity, normally. They are converted and saved to my desktop as FLAX. I don't store them in Audacity because that's just doubling the storage, you know, in my Mac, and it's taking up a lot of room. So they're converted to FLAX, wherein they are then sent up to Audioboo for publication, as it were. And I create folders. So for example, Audio Booze January 2015, Morning Thoughts January 2015, and they're highlighted in colour so I can go straight to where the, you know, if it's Morning Thoughts, I'm looking back, if I'm looking for something, I can go back and look at all the blues or the yellows depending on what I'm looking for. But I noticed that it was beginning to take up a lot of space, so what I'd started doing was, just before Christmas, I started burning them to DVDs, because even in 1 month, they're far, far too much for the normal CD storage. So I've been using DVDs, 4.7 gigabytes or something like that, which was working fine, and I was burning away, you know, month at a time. So a month off Morning Thoughts, a month off Audio Booze, Octavers, Februaries, things like that added in, and keeping them separate as basically Morning Thoughts or Audio Booze. So I was going through this pack of DVDs and it was great, but what I did do, each time I burned folders to DVDs, I then dragged them into a bulk folder that I had named everything. Every audio boo, no matter what it was, Morning Thoughts or whatever. Oh, somebody wants to talk to me. Hold on. Oh, sorry, I got interrupted with an incoming phone through the Bluetooth. So I was saying about these folders. So, and there's... Oh, for goodness sake, man. Go away. Cancel. Remind me. Thank you. I like that feature. But... it's okay. Excuse me. Try not to look at a screen on an iPhone while I'm driving. But anyway, so... this bulk folder, and when I burnt, just up before Christmas Eve, I looked into this folder, just out of interest to see how much, and I had over 20 gigabytes of audio recorded. and I had still had November and December to go through both Morning Thoughts and Audio Boots, etc. So I thought, this is going to be brilliant, because I'm going to save a heck of a space on my hard drive, because... begin to eat into the lower third now. Now traffic announcements are coming. Go away. Leave me alone. Go away. I'm talking to my friends. But then what happened was, when I went to burn the next ones, it burnt the disc apparently. It went through all the procedures that it had done before with the previous X amount of discs. And then told me there was an error on the disc. So I thought, okay, it's a bad disc. So I tried again with a fresh disc, done the same, tried three or four, same thing. So there's an issue now with my Mac, with the burner at least, and it's not doing what it should be doing. So I can't complete what my intention was, to have everything burnt to disc for 2013, 2014, and then delete the lot from my Mac. I could delete what I've got there now, but I want to get it all in a bulk folder so I can look at the end of the day and tally up exactly how much, just out of interest, for no other reason than just interest, just exactly how much audio recorded. Now bear in mind that this doesn't include audios that I've sent directly from the iOS devices or DMs from the devices, or any of the audio that I recorded before I had my Zoom. This is just all the stuff that's been recorded in the Zoom. And I'm guessing it's going to be maybe about 26, 27 gigabytes, something like that. It's, until I get this all burnt off, you know, I'm caught in a bit of a limbo, as they say. So, it just shows you how audio can mount up. And often, are you a cheeky bugger, you? White van man. It just shows you how audio can mount up, and it made me think, you know, that... And these are FLAC files, by the way. The original files are WAV, which are much bigger, so if they'd all been in WAV files, well, I don't know what they would have been. Someone out there will know the ratio of WAV to FLAC. But it made me wonder, what kind of storage Audioboo has online, because obviously they are storing all our audio boos wherever they are. Excuse me. No, I'm going to ignore it. Oh, it's voicemail. Oh, sorry about that. Back again. I really had to answer that. It was getting annoying. It was just a kid trying. Yeah, so it made me wonder about that storage. I wonder just how much storage room they have, because they've obviously got to purchase storage room, haven't they? I mean, they don't get it for free, and yet they're pushing out free 10-minute accounts all over the place. And my guess would be that the majority of users or account holders on Audioboo are the free accounts, the 10-minute accounts. But you know, and not everyone puts 10 minutes up, I know that. And even the people who have the premium accounts don't put up the maximum all the time. But I recently followed the Blind Abilities on Audioboo. And within that, there are, I don't know how many, hundreds of Audioboos from people who are, I'm not quite sure, call them members or what, of the Blind Abilities. But they submit to the Blind Abilities. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Audioboos alone within the Blind Abilities. So, how does that work then? So, well, do they just keep buying more space and yet still allow all these free 10 minutes? Which is great, by the way. Long may they keep doing that, because it's a way of getting new people in to Audioboo, but we all know there's the corporate side of things as well. So if I've got, probably in total from a starting Audioboo, say, let's just say about 40 or 50 gigabytes. Oh my god, think about that. Some fool in Audioboo has saved 50 gigabytes of my voice forevermore. It's rather humbling. But yeah, so anyone got any ideas about that? You know, facts and figures, or, you know, even guesstimates of facts and figures, or how it all works, or you know, companies like Audioboo, do they zip the files? You know what I'm saying? Or recode them for savings? You know, although we can pull them back out the hat at any time, but do they compress them greatly to minimise storage space that they need for all the files that they're storing? To me, it's just interesting stuff, and I'd like to know. But there you go. Well, enough of me. I'm going to shut up now. Yes, I know I'm crossing the line. I'm just about to indicate. Right. Yeah, thanks for listening once again. And if you've got any info on that, I would be very grateful if you could enlighten me. Yes. Cheer by the noon.